Monk Ellen demonstrates daily putting thoughts into fact. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Positive Monks. Monk Ellen demonstrates putting thoughts into fact daily. How does Monk Ellen demonstrate this, putting thoughts into fact daily? What does she do that it illustrates that she puts thoughts into fact? Well, Ellen is a very perceptive lady, and every time Ellen thinks a thought, she realizes, oh, this thought is on the birth of being a fact. This thought is coming into being. This thought is manifesting itself into my life. Now, what is this thought going to be? I am at the point of creation of this thought, she thinks to herself. I am at the point of creation determining what this thought is going to be, how this thought is going to be, what this thought's going to be all about, where this thought is going to demonstrate itself. I am in charge. I'm fully in charge of what this thought is going to be. And you see, as she thinks that, she demonstrates that she is the master of her thought. She is the master of any experience that she has. Now, she looks at her life and she sees happenings that are taking place. And then she says to herself, oh, why that? Why that? Why that? And then she stops and she thinks and she says, ah, so, I am the master of my thought. I demonstrate daily putting thoughts into fact. I recognize every single moment of my life that every thought that I think becomes a manifest expression. Now, Ellen was thinking the other day, as she was working in the monastery, what is that noise? And she heard some coyotes and dogs barking, and she thought, uh-oh, problems, problems, problems. And then she says, I surround this property with my pure white light of love. I surround Rex with my pure white light of love. I surround everything with my pure white light of love. Well, the damage was done. Her awakening to a problem was that a problem. Ellen is training herself to, when she hears a noise, she instantly says, all's in divine order. She doesn't try to figure out what the problem is. She doesn't try to figure out what needs to be done. She doesn't try to figure out what things have to be thought about to have the right result. She just immediately says, all is in divine order. In fact, her whole life is all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. It sort of becomes a little sickening to hear it said. So she doesn't say it. She just knows it in her heart. Now, to Ellen, this is one of the most precious phrases that has ever been spoken and ever been thought. All is in divine order. Because when you say all is in divine order, there's nothing you have to do. There's nothing else you have to think. You don't think, well, did something happen? Did something good happen? Did something bad happen? Well, what's going on there? What? You know, and immediately our mind goes into high gear, into all the possibilities of things that might happen to us that would be good or bad. Now, what sort of things do we want in our world? Well, this is something that Ellen is very much in charge of. Monk Ellen demonstrates daily putting thoughts into fact. Daily, she says, all is in divine order. Daily, she says, about anything and everything, all is in divine order. Daily, she affirms and knows all is in divine order. She does not allow herself for one instant to think that anything is not in divine order. Or if she thought anything was not in divine order, and something needed to have attention, then she would be creating something needing attention. She'd be creating something needing to be in divine order. But when she says everything is in divine order, her mind instantly goes into that mode, into that gear, into that ratio, saying all is in divine order, and it is done. Ellen truly is a master of this. She's been practicing this and demonstrating this for many years now. And not one second does she allow her thought to think that she has a problem of any kind. Not one second does she allow herself to think that she has anything that disturbs her. Because if she does, she empowers that disturbance to be something quite unhappy in her life. And she's done that once or twice in her life, and she's realized that that's not the way she wants to go. That's not the thing she wants to think. That's not the attitude she wants to have. She only has in her mind that all is in divine order and now. Monk Ellen demonstrates these things very beautifully, and we are very blessed to have that demonstration in our world. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.